Coming off the quickest World Series game in 25 years, what would Game 2 hold in store? For starters, Jose Altuve and Giancarlo Stanton winning the Hank Aaron Awards. Vin Scully makes his return to take part in first pitch ceremonies. Rich Hill and Justin Verlander get the starts, but they'd both be distant memories by the end of this one.
This is going to be the 76th pitch from Verlander. Seager, fly ball, left field, it's deep, Gonzalez to the wall, gone, a home run! Corey Seager, out with the bad back, is all the way back, and the Dodgers have a 3-1 lead! Jansen to Gonzalez, fly ball, center field, racing back is Taylor at the wall, and it's gone! A home run from Marwin Gonzalez! And the Astros have tied it at 3.
That's why these are the two best teams in baseball. World Series, an animal unto itself.
2-0. Lined to left center field. That's well hit, and it is gone. A home run for Jose Altuve to lead off the 10th. And the Astros take a 4-3 lead. The 0-1 to Correa. That one's well hit, and looks like the Astros have gone back-to-back, and they have! First Altuve, now Correa. It is 5-3 Houston.
Well, the ball has come down. I'm not certain the bat has come down on the bat flip. Correa tossed that bat at least 30 feet into the air.
The 3-1 to Hernandez, ground ball, base hit into right field. Here comes Forsythe, throw to the plate, and he is safe. And the Dodgers have tied it at 5. Hernandez singles to right. Forsythe, the head first slide. The game is all even. The Springer. Maven can fly, he's in second. Springer, fly ball well, hit to center field. Long run for Kike Hernandez. He can't get it, and it is gone, a home run. George Springer, a two-run shot, and the Astros fire right back. It's now 7-5. Puig fighting till the end, as is Devenski. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3. The Astros hang on and beat the Dodgers 7-6 in 11 innings. This World Series is all even at a game apiece.
The Astros stunned the Dodgers with a 7-6, 11-inning win for their first ever victory in a World Series game. After hitting just 3 combined home runs in their previous 6 road games this postseason, the Astros hit 4 from the 9th inning on. Through the first 2 games of this series, the Dodgers have 6 home runs and 5 singles. Rich Hill turned in a very solid 4 innings with 7 strikeouts along the way, but the veteran lefty was lifted after 4 in a rather surprising decision by Dave Roberts. Hill shared his thoughts on that decision after the game.
There's a lot of parallels. You look at the offensive power. These guys, they can do a lot of things, and they fight till the last out. They play 27 outs, and that's the same thing we do. And it was one of those games that just ran out of outs. But those guys, to their credit, against a very good bullpen, they tacked on runs, kept going.
In the far back, Dave. Ken?
Dave, how much thought did you give to bringing in Jansen for a clean inning if you were going to go to him with a 6-out save?
I thought about it. But I just felt that where Morrow's pitch count was at right there, and we had him being able to go 1+. So I just felt that Bregman had a really good at-bat against Kenley the night before, or last night. And I felt that if... you know, Brandon can get Bregman, then I was going to go to Kenley then.
Standing in the far back, we're getting the gentleman the mic.
Hi there. Can you describe that roller coaster of emotions, you know, through those innings of going up, tying, and then obviously loss?
It was an exciting baseball game. It's two teams that competed for 27 outs, and it was an emotional roller coaster. There were some big plays defensively, some big pitches made, some big hits, some big homers, and the focus was there. Guys were playing hard, so on both sides. And unfortunately, we came up short. we didn't expect these guys to lay down. You know, that's a very good ball club over there. So, you know, take the day tomorrow, and we'll be ready to go.
It was veteran pitcher Brandon McCarthy who unfortunately ends up wearing the goat horns in game two as he gives up the 11th inning home run to Houston's George Springer, which proved to be the difference in the Dodgers' 7-6 loss.
Numbness that'll turn into anger and frustration. I understand it's a small margin pitch with Springer. It's just got to be better. Got to keep Maven off base too. So there's two things there. It took me a while to really settle in and even get into a flow, and it was just too bad. It's too late. No, I mean it's just go. I mean. You know, it's a different animal than starting, but it's also, it's the World Series. You're ready to go when you're ready to go. I have to do a better job there of being sharp when I come in, but it's not something that I'll look back on and bemoan.
Rich Hill turned in a very solid four innings with seven strikeouts along the way, but the veteran lefty was lifted after four in a rather surprising decision by Dave Roberts. Hill shared his thoughts on that decision after the game.
No, I think looking outside of the competitor that I am, as you know, I understand it, and you know, anybody in this room is here for a reason because they're, you know, ultimate competitors and they want to, you know, continue to keep fighting. But you know, I understand it looking on the outside.
I would imagine in Dave's defense, there's five right-handed hitters coming up. Maeda comes into the game, but you can get right-handers out. Just your thought about how the outing went in general for you and how much you probably would have liked to have gone back out there.
Well, I mean, again, the competitive side of me obviously wants to stay in the game and continue to keep going. You know, I felt good. The ball came out of my hand the way I wanted to. Curveball was good tonight, and Austin did a great job behind the dish.
Kenley Jansen was attempting a six-out save in game two, but that went out the window after giving up a leadoff home run in the ninth inning to Marwin Gonzalez. Here was Jansen speaking about the efforts of both his team and the Astros in game two.
Like I said, man, we played well. I mean, they came and hit two homers. We came back and hit two homers. I mean, we fought till the end, so you can't beat yourself with it.
When you look across that dugout, do you kind of see the same type of team that you guys have, that fight for every pitch? And
yeah, that's the same team that we have, man. Every pitch we battle out there. Every at bat, nobody gave it up. I mean, we still continue to go out there and pitch, and you know, we didn't come up big this time.
Being a closer, bouncing back is like one of the most important things you have to do.
I'll be back ready to game three. I mean, what you want to ask me?
How
ready
to the next chance?
Huh?
Just yeah, that. How much are you looking forward for the next time you're out there?
The team will give me a shot again. I mean, my guys will pick me up again, and when I be out there, I'm gonna try to help. Help us win. It's a team effort. We're gonna do it together. That's how you're gonna win championship.
Kenley, from a mental off situation going in and asking in a World Series situation for a six out save, you know, what is your mindset going in knowing that's what you got to pull off against a very good team?
I mean, I did what I do out there. Go out there and, you know, focus on one hit at a time. They just win the battle.
After going deep in the 10th inning to finish off a back-to-back with teammate Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa had quite the bat flip to give the Astros a 5-3 lead. If anybody knows anything about bat flips, it is Yasiel Puig, who shared his thoughts on Correa after the game.
No, me encantó. Fue un poquito más alto que los míos, pero así es el béisbol, así es como me gusta que jueguen los muchachos, los latinos y todos los americanos que jueguen el béisbol así divertido. Esta es la Serie Mundial. No todos pueden llegar aquí y no había bateado o no había dado varios giles antes de jonrón, se confundió el pitcher. Él hizo el mejor swing, dio jonrón y después la contentura de poner a su equipo adelante hizo el backflip. Estoy muy contento por lo que hizo.
Corey Seager's tie-breaking two-run shot off Justin Verlander gave the Dodgers a temporary 3-1 lead, but his frustrations would come to the surface after the game, after LA suffered a 7-6 loss in 11 innings to even up the World Series at one win apiece.
We grinded, we battled, kept coming back. That's the one positive to look at. It's never going to be given to you. Both teams grinded. It's probably what else is going to be the rest of the series. It's going to be a grind.
The Dodgers look to bounce back following Thursday's off day. As the series shifts to Houston's Minute Maid Park on Friday for Game 3, LA sends Yu Darvish to the mound. He'll be opposed by Lance McCullers Jr.